When y'all come to this conference, I need you to show up like little children. It's something about becoming a child. We always think about becoming an adult, but every time you look at the word, it say, unless you become like little children.
What does that mean to y'all when you, I mean, I have my own thought.
Oh, it means motive. So a kid is showing up pure, an adult is showing up with motives.
You're not as hardwired as yet. Like, that's what comes to my mind. You're in a place where physiologically you can receive.
As a child, to me, means realizing that failing doesn't make you a failure. Yeah. And that disappointment doesn't mean disaster.
Blind faith. Yeah. Childlike faith. With God, all things are possible. The problem is to the last part. So people always quoting that thing, all things are possible.
Give me that last
part. But to the one who believes.
Yes, sir.
The belief part goes back to what? To the childlike
faith. Come on.
Success Podcast, baby.
What's going on, world? Welcome to another edition of the Secret to Success Podcast. I'm your host, CJ, joined as always by the Bayesian sensation, Mr. Carl Wesley Phillips.
What's going on, y'all? What it do?
Got Dr. King in the building. Dr. King, how you feeling, man?
Man, I'm just on my multi-million dollar side hustles.
Come on, man. Countdown is on. 1 week, we'll be in the shy, bro.
Come on,
I'm looking forward. Come on.
Come one, come all.
Yeah, I know that's right.
Come one, come all.
Hip-hop preacher, what's the word, baby?
Bless, man.
Douglas
bless,
in the building, man. Hey, it is a beautiful day. We are exactly 7 days out from the...
Okay, I guess he's excited about the count. He didn't let me... He didn't let me say how I was
doing. How you doing, E?
You usually be ready to go, too. Oh, so okay. I ain't want to, you know...
What you asking?
I was just trying to get you straight to what you want. You know what I'm saying? Try to get you right in the building. Carl over there making multi-million dollar real estate deals.
Oh,
come on.
What's working on,
praise God.
Listen. Oh, yeah, no. Carl redoing the whole career. You know how it is when you get... Yeah. You know, when that check hit... When that
it's gonna be an indoor swimming pool in the basement.
That's part of that. This is how we're talking about the pillars. This is how each pillar is connected.
Yeah,
that finance pillar now put him in a position of freedom.
Yeah,
to be able to make those type of decisions and just go blast his house out.
I walked in, he was like, "Nah, I'm thinking fish tank, aquarium." Right when you walk in,
Maul
was like,
"Say hello to my little."
Hey, you know Maul egging him on. Yeah, what you basically if you put the LEDs under
and blow that hole back out there, add a house to the house.
Let me tell you something. Ain't nothing been wrong with that crib for a long time.
20 years.
Soon as that six figure hit the bank, you know,
tennis court,
rip all of that out.
Swimming pool.
Hey, real talk is just different conversations. Yeah. Tamisha and I are talking about and I'm asking her, what do you want to see in the house?
Yeah,
like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we live in it. Like, it's Aditi been on this. All of y'all been on this forever. It's like, yo, we got to come home here. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? When you walk in these doors, I want you to feel that. This is mine. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you want to be like, hey, me and E was talking about that, bro. You want to bring Dubai to you. Why have your wife get excited when y'all go visit somebody else's places or go visit somebody else's hotel? You should have that same excitement every time you walk through your door.
Oh, that's a that's why y'all need to come to the conference. I've been trying to tell y'all that. No, for real. It's a different mindset. And so what happens when you have that other mindset is everybody trying to limit you. I'm just being real. When you in that other mindset, everybody trying to tell you what you can't do. Yeah. Right. They telling you what's impossible. Yeah. They telling you don't bet on you. They telling you play it safe. Listen to me. If you over 40, you don't want to play it safe no more. If you over 40, the playing it safe thing, that's probably like in your 30s. So with Maul saying blow it out, now what Carl's going to be able to do is do more than because somebody else is. We human. I don't care what none of y'all say. I don't need nobody. Okay, you may not need nobody in some regards, but you can't live on an island. Scripture, he said, is not good for man to be alone. But man has to be careful.
I thought that was Luther. I'm not meant to live alone.
No. Luther did
turn
say
this house into a home.
The book of Luther.
He did say
I grew up on secular music. I'm sorry.
He said it, but he got it from the
book.
A chair is just a chair.
Yeah, he said it. And so who you connect with is just as important as it's not good for man to be alone.
Yeah.
Let me say this. It's not good for man to be with somebody that's wrong for him. It's not good for man to be in the wrong community. And so when you hear the talk that Maul is talking, I'm sorry, the reality, forgive me, the reality that Maul is talking, now Carl can go, oh, another human being was able to, then I can do what the Lord called me to do. And that's why y'all need to be in the conference, because a lot of you just need a new company. You ain't nothing wrong with you. You just need a different, you need a different pack. You running with the wrong pack.
It was funny, Carl and I was on the phone the other day, Carl. I remember I brought up that story. I don't know why it just hit me, but, you know, what I wanted to talk about today, and I remember I told y'all, this is a while ago, I told this story on the pod about Trey and the skateboard. But for those of y'all who don't remember, Trey just wanted a skateboard so bad. And again, I don't know what it is, but I'm definitely more conservative as a parent than I thought I would be. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, we had skateboard. Bro, we would be back flipping off the picnic table onto the basketball court, and my dad be like, okay, y'all have fun. Bro, my kids.
No pass?
What is that?
I don't even think they had bike helmets.
2023, bro. Yeah.
So, anyway, he wanted a skateboard, and I was just like, I don't know. That's dangerous. Yeah. I'm like, a skateboard? I'm like, I had skateboards. Like, and I was like, bro, I literally remember I told you, I was like, hey, bro, I get you a new bike. Like, I don't know why. I just did not want him to have this skateboard. And so, do you remember I told this story? I don't know. This was a while ago. Anyway, so we went, this had to be like COVID. He might have been like 6 or 7. And so we went to like the mall, like maybe like Journeys or like one of them skateboard type stores or whatever. And we went in there and he was like, yeah, I want a skateboard. I'm like, all right, cool. I don't know how this works, but that dude like, yeah, man, we got these skateboards. These are for kids. Da, 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 da. So, bro, we get in there and Trey like, all right, let me try that one. So we get in there. He like puts his foot on the skateboard, bro. I'm not playing. Whole store's full of people. And he goes to take one step and the skateboard flies from under his feet, goes across the room, and he like falls on his back. I'm talking about like, boom, whole store like, oh, man, you okay? Da, da, da. And I'm like, all right, that's it. We done. It's over. No skateboard. And he was like, let me try again. And I was like, bro, first of all, I'm embarrassed for you, bro. You just bust your whole head open in the store. He's like, let me try again. And I was like, what? Dude was looking at me like, you want me to? And I was like, bro, he stepped on the skateboard the next time. Again, straight on his back. I'm like, all right, that's it. Dog, we are done. We out of here. Little man, appreciate you. See you next week. And I was like, let's go. Trey was like, where are we going? I was like, we leaving. And he was like, you're not going to give me the skateboard? And I was like, what? Like, he was like, I want the skateboard. And I was like, it hit me in that moment. I got him the skateboard, and bro, within a couple of days, he riding it up and down the street, whatever. But I was like, yo, I was looking at like humans, adults, as you're talking, and I'm like, yo, we're taught like embarrassment and failure and to stop and to shrink. So I was trying to shrink him in that moment from what he wanted because it was uncomfortable for me. And I'm like, yo, I was telling, some people the other day when me and Carl were on the phone, it's like, what could you accomplish if you had Trey's mindset of, my man's 6 or 7, he like, first of all, bro, I'm falling like that, it don't even hurt.
Right.
You 40, so it'll hurt you bad. Yeah. But I'm literally like 6, so I can take a fall and get right back up. Like, what are you talking about? So I'm in here, it didn't hurt. Like, yeah, I fell on my back. I'm 6. Like, that ain't nothing. I do that every day. But in my mindset, I had pre-programmed, bro, you done fell in front of these people. That's a bad thing. That's an embarrassing thing.
Yeah.
Bro, you probably hurt, like, because I would be hurt if I was you.
Right.
And think about how many people, for real, you let people get in your head and go, ooh, you about to start real estate? Ooh. I'm hurt.
My cousin fell.
My cousin didn't do it.
He fell off.
Carl, ooh, Carl, you about to do entrepreneurship and leave? The crazy part about it is, as I was thinking, I'm sitting here telling him that he shouldn't do the skateboard thing when I never did the skateboard thing like that.
Right.
Like, we had skateboards, but
never did it.
Not like that.
Right.
And I'm like, Carl, and I call out, you know, maybe our mothers, right? Love y'all. But scared for us to go into entrepreneurship. Mm-hmm. Ooh, I'm like, you never been on no skateboard. Mm-hmm. So how you telling me it's hard, mm-hmm. you about to be embarrassed, you could kill yourself, and you never did it. Mm-hmm. And how many of us, because of where we're at in life, and now we grown, and it's like, I'm not getting on that skateboard, or I got on one time and I failed, and it was, so I'm not going to post the video and the content I know I'm supposed to post because, ooh, what if people from high school, like, who she thinks she is? Who he think he is? Oh, he doing content now? Ooh, they doing this? Oh, they trying for the, oh, they starting a business? Oh, they got to, oh, now all of a sudden they want to charge for, and it's like, dog, you, as adults, and I'm like, man, if we could go back to the innocence of a child, like, Trey was really looking like, bro, like, is it a big deal that I failed? Like, bro, I tried to ride it twice. It's my second time. Right, like, right. Bro, this is my second time. Yeah, like, yeah, right. Bro, and I'm like,
am I supposed to get it on my second
bro, time? Right. When I tell you, bro, like, imagine, like, everybody in the store and the skateboard, like, fly. We in the mall, like, Journeys in the mall or something like that, and the skateboard flies, like, to the front door from the back. Mm. So everybody, like, and he, like, let me get that back one time.
Right.
Hmm. Let me get that back. I got it. Step on the next time. Boom. Exact same thing. I'm like, bro, you got us looking crazy. And in his mind, he like, what's the problem?
Careful. Careful.
And I'm like, yo, that was me about to poison my son's mindset because of how I felt about something I don't know about like that. Right. Mm. So I'm sitting here telling you, bro, how, like, so we could take it from there. I just wanted to set the
table. No, keep going. I want you to keep going on this part because I want people to understand, like, they might be like skateboard, they might be embarrassment, they might be, but I want you to see, this is what a lot of people are on. Here's the distraction. You got, what are other people's mindsets about what I'm doing on the skateboard? Mm-hmm. What's my daddy's mindset about me on the skateboard? Mm-hmm. And then Trey's got his mindset on the skateboard. Mm-hmm. How do we stay on?
You gotta filter three.
Yeah, how do we not pay attention to the other ones and lock in on that one?
Well, I think if Trey was in a situation where he was fortunate enough to have uncles or a goddad who was a skateboarder, that probably would have been a bigger help.
Yeah.
You know, just off the rip.
Yeah.
I was probably the wrong person to take him to purchase a skateboard. Yeah. Right. Mm. Like, let's just start there. Like, who are you going to for your information? Mm. So I'm taking you as a non-skateboarder who might have had a skateboard when I was, I don't even remember. I think we had like the little half skateboards with the little handles.
Yeah, yeah. Mm.
But I was probably the wrong person to take him and give him advice on how he should move in the skateboard world. So I think that's first. Who is your credit? Is mall leading you down the real estate path?
Right.
The financial path. Or your mom who only owned the crib that y'all got. And you know what I mean? Like, who's mentoring you down the path?
Yeah.
And if it's somebody. Ah! Okay, come on. Well, jump
I
in.
Got nothing to say.
Come on.
I ain't got nothing to say. I'm just like, like.
No. I'm
got
saying.
Beat.
So you're at the skateboard store.
Yeah.
With somebody who has a built-in fear about skateboards.
But it's your dad, though.
But it's your dad. Hmm. So he's got the credibility, right, as just your father to say, hey, I got this over you. So, boom. And I'm telling you, when I looked at my son and I was in there, I was like, it was a great parenting lesson. And it was like, yo, I'm trying to make you afraid of something that you're not afraid of.
Right.
I'm trying to make you not take a risk on something you want to do because of how I feel about it. And it's like, dog, I literally look at adults and I'm like, again, we said it before, but like, if you really evaluate your life and what you did, and I'm not special, bro. That's why I tell y'all all the time, oh, I love my success because I'm the most regular human being you could pop. Bro, I'm talking about, again, I tell more all the time, bro, Lansing ain't Chicago, bro. And I'm going to be real. Lansing ain't Detroit.
Definitely.
I'm from Lansing, Michigan, bro.
QDZ came up here. I was like, yo, I love y'all. Yeah. I respect y'all. But like,
when
he first came to Lansing, he's like, yo, this where y'all did all that?
I want to let you know, it's 100,000 people here. I didn't even know, bro. I'm from like a rural area. Yeah. Like, Maul probably think we live in the sticks compared to Chicago. Yeah. Bro, we don't have no high rises. We don't have no skyscrapers. We don't have entrepreneurs like that. Like, I come from a very middle class. I mean, don't get me wrong. Shout out to Lansing, the greatest city in the world, if you ask me. the mixed black white capital of the world too. Shout out to all my, you know what I'm saying? That's just a fact, and that's not me saying that. Go look it up in USA Today.
That's definitely a fact.
It is the most diverse black and white place you've ever seen in your life. We all brown and love each other. Yeah. So I'm going to do it. Well, that's what, after we finish up, I'm going to do a documentary on Lansing so y'all can see the racial harmony that exists here. But I do want to let you know, like, for real, man, this is possible because of, like I said, sometimes, again, Maul knew who Les Brown was. He like, you know, I think he was exposed to more. It's still, obviously, you got to put in the work.
Oh, no question.
But I'm just telling you, when I say out the mud, like, yo, I literally was like, okay, like, bro, when we first start going to Atlanta and Chicago, and, bro, Chicago was like Maul, you don't understand. We used to go to Shedd Aquarium. We'll load up the station wagon, all of us, and be like, we going to the big city.
Yeah.
Like, bro, we was country. Was like, big. in that we weren't exposed to those type of things. And it's like, bro, now, again, so you have the limiting mindset and the limiting beliefs, but then you start getting, to your point, exposure to other stuff, and you go, okay, this is what's possible for me. This is what's out here. And I look at it and I go, yo, how many of you have what you have because of what you've done? You get you get what you get and you don't pitch a fit.
Yeah.
Right. But if you look at where you're at, okay, you have the life of somebody who did what you did. Mm. Okay. No, I'm just saying.
That was it.
So if you graduated high school and you went and you got a job and you had an average little merit, like your life probably looks like the choices you made.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And so here's the thing. If we made different choices or bolder choices, if you got your butt on the skateboard and didn't worry about it. So now I'm just telling you, like, bro, my life, and I'm not perfect by no means, but I do love my life, and I am very happy with my family, my wife, I told me and Mar were driving over here today. What I say, man, I'm blessed, bro.
Yeah,
like,
sure.
Bro, I work with my best friends and my family. The godfather of my children is, we started a business together. Like, I don't have no, like, I don't need, like, you know, anything else, right? But I'm telling you, we designed this life by playing bigger and bolder and not worrying about falling off the skateboard.
Yeah.
So when we started the business and I'm still borrowing money from my mom and dad and we're trying to work it out, that's me on the skateboard. That's people going, wait, I thought C graduated from Michigan State. I thought he was the first one in his family to go to college. Didn't he got a master's degree? What you mean they doing YouTube? bro, you already got a beautiful life in Huntsville. You got the crib. You got the family. You got the neighborhood. You finally moved into the neighborhood you want to live in, all of that. Then you go get your butt on a skateboard? Why are you getting on? Bro, you ain't got to get on no skateboard. Bro, you already made it. Why would you go risk your life getting on a skateboard right now and skate your butt up to Lansing? To Lansing. To go to Michigan State. To get a degree for what? You already got the house. You already speaking. You already, Didi got the career. Why would you do that? So E's life now, as you look at E now, his life is a product of bigger, bolder, bigger decisions and hopping on the skateboard when he didn't have to. Now, if he would have stayed in Huntsville, nobody would know who he is, just in terms of like the global, you'd be a star in Huntsville for sure. You wouldn't be E.T. the Hip Hop Preacher, right? We wouldn't all be here. We wouldn't have a podcast. You wouldn't be impacting millions of people traveling across the world, the number one motivational speaker in the world. But you would have had what you had because of what you did.
Right.
You would have been probably a mayor of Huntsville and had a, you know, church with a few thousand members and probably a pastor at a big church, right? Like, that probably was the progression. There's nothing wrong with that. But I'm telling you, that's what your decisions at the time would be. You're in the place you're in now because you got on a skateboard and skated up the lands and said, I want more. Mm-hmm. And that's a hard thing to do because you got so many people who like, how dare you want more? That's dangerous. What's safe is, Carl, you got 4-year degree. You went and got your master's. Carl got about 5 masters. Go get a job. That's the safest thing you could do, bruh. The safest thing you could have done. Oh, even with real estate, bruh. During COVID, when they wasn't paying them rents and stuff, everybody, Carl, you on a skateboard for no reason, bruh. You could have just put that money right there. But then everybody wants it when he cashes the 6-figure check.
Yeah.
Now everybody, oh, Carl. All
right.
But it's like, you don't see the skateboard. And I'm like, yo, as I look at my life, our life, and what we built, like, there is a skateboard effect that goes with it. There is a, You could fall off, yes. You know what I'm saying? It's what I told Yanni when we was riding out in the middle of the sea, and she asked the captain when we was all jumping in the water. She was like, is there sharks in there?
Yeah.
My man was like, in the ocean? He's like, yeah.
Absolutely.
That's where they live. I don't know if you... But she wanted the assurance of like, yo, if I jump in here,
right,
I better not get bit.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, you could get bit. Like, that's part of seeing the beauty of it, is you could possibly get your arm ripped off in here. But that's a risk that those of us who jump in, we willing to take. And what happens is, like I said, people want the joy of the view and all of that from the boat. And you don't get that from the boat. You got to jump in to get that.
They want that selfie shot.
Oh, they want the... I'm saying...
Everybody wants the selfie.
I want it. And she wanted it just like everybody else. She was like, I'm not willing to take the risk.
Question.
Now, this ain't nothing. We ain't talking about life. We're talking about literally the boat.
But she was like, I'm not willing to take
the risk of going in there because of what could possibly happen. But you also can't get the payoff that the rest of us got when we went down there and it was Finding Nemo. You understand what I'm saying?
I do, but I got one more question.
Mm-hmm.
Bruh, it's so easy. Yeah, yeah. It just sounds so easy what you're saying. But how do you let Ma have more of a influence in your head than the people that... This your husband we talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
This your wife we talking about.
Yeah, no.
I don't even... Like, I know Ma, but how do you do that?
It's to my point one of who did you let take you to the skateboard shop? Like, I'm just being real. He was further along than I was. So I'm like, okay, you clear... Again, when I was joking with E, say he was on a level 3.
No question.
Right? But the reason
Scottie
I say
Pippen
that,
boy said this way.
He had 10, nah, but I'm saying I was at a 0.
Yeah, yeah.
So 3 to me looked like something.
Yeah. What was that?
So I promise y'all, even though we weren't getting paid, to me, I was like, hold up, people asking you to come in and speak at the school? And the first thing we ever did was, what's the first thing we ever did? Where's the first place I ever went with you?
What do you mean to speak?
Ever.
At a school. Oh, no, I took you to the boys' home.
Maxie's
boys' home.
It's the first place we ever went. I'm talking about I met E on a Monday. Monday night, we were at Maxie's. It's a maximum. These kids were there for murder, bro. Yeah. Like, for like 16 and under. And I remember at the time, it was a dude who like killed like 3 members of his family. He was in that joint. First thing we ever did, I went to E office, and I don't know, he was looking for something. I remember we went to your crib. Chuck and Money had sent like a Great Harvest bread thing. You just moved in the crib. It was like a housewarming gift. And you was like, yo, I got to go to this joint tonight. Come with me. And I was like, bet. I told you, I've been E right hand since that day. Like, literally, we've been together since that day. We went to Maxie's that night, and I remember, do you remember how much the contract was for?
It's like, couldn't have been no more than $3,000 to $4,000.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So, now, this was E's contract. Obviously, I ain't had nothing to do with that. But I remember going there and being like, dang, that was dope. Like, yo, you got paid for that? Like, yo, you impacting these young people? Like, we went in there and E went off. Like, he went off. And I was like, wow, we sitting in here. I'm looking at these boys like, man, he's young. Bro, again, we done a lot of work in prisons now, stuff like that. When you see the babies in them blue suits and stuff like that, bro, like, these kids 11, 12, bro. I'm talking about looking like, I'm 21 at the time, 22 at the time, and I'm looking at these kids.
Trey in there.
Yeah, Trey age, bro, with like jumpsuits on.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, this is crazy. And he was in there going hard, and I just remember, though, I was like, dang, it's possible to get paid doing this. So I'm letting you know my venture into entrepreneurship, speaking, personal development, and everything else was with somebody who was actually doing it. Does that make sense? So the fear level for me wasn't the same as it was for my mom because my mom wasn't around E. She didn't see proof of it. And so as you get ready to go get on the skateboard, I'm just asking you, who is your skateboard instructor?
Yeah.
Who's the person going saying, you know what, you're going to... A wiser teacher would have said, you're going to fall the first 3 times you get on the thing.
Yeah, it's expected.
I want you to feel what that feels like to get on there and fall.
Yeah.
So then you go, okay, cool, I fell. He told me I was going to fall.
Yeah.
But most of us, like I said, we go either by ourselves or we go with unqualified instructors. So imagine you out there with an unqualified instructor who ain't never been on the, and they like, all right, go. Oh, you fail. Duh. Let's go. It's over. Like I wanted to do.
Yeah.
And so to your point, having the right instructor, I think eliminates the fear. So as we talk about having your butt in Chicago next week, you're going to have the right instructors who who been there, done that. Again, I tell y'all all the time, no disrespect to anybody who is a trust fund baby. My kid's about to be trust fund babies.
Right.
So I'm not dogging you out. I'm working very hard to make sure my kids are trust fund babies.
No offense, Ayana, Jazzy, Jamal.
No. No, I'm saying.
I want been trust fund.
Oh, they been trust fund babies.
And they kids better be trust fund babies.
Yeah. Right.
Because we building something here, and we're not apologizing for that.
But
I'm saying for the individuals you about to hear from, absolutely, everybody got it out the mud. Yeah. Everybody literally got it out the mud. So our very first contract, Maxie's, me looking and going, all right, cool, this is possible. So notice I didn't say we start, how long did we start making, did I start making money right away? You see what I'm saying? So there was a progression and a build that if you was to get in your gift right now and go, let me get with the right instructors, and you start building, your life would look different in 365 days. That's why he said, for those of y'all who have a chance to join us for 365 days, what would your life look like in 365 days?
Yeah.
How much more could you accomplish and get out of it? Again, because what we talking about, you ain't got to be 6'10". Yeah. You ain't got to be able to bench 400 pounds. You got to be able to listen and apply some information, and I think that's the biggest thing about
it. So I just want to say this to go
why
there
am I doing
there
all the talking? Y'all talk.
Yeah,
No. You're on fire.
Then when we interrupt him, he be, man, why you, I was spitting fire.
I keep trying to alley you.
He'll pull you to the side after the show. I was spitting fire.
Yeah.
And you just interrupted me. I was hearing from God.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So we knew you was hearing from God this morning. I do want to say this, though, to your point. I think what we do wrong is the reason why we go with our loved ones is because we're going for support when we really should be going for the system.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that's why we take our mama with us when we go get the skateboard.
That's why
we take our dad.
Okay.
Yeah, baby. Yeah, because, okay, because we're in our feelings.
Yep.
Like we're going to do something that's not an emotional requirement, but we so emotional that we want to take somebody who's going to affirm us, who's going to console us, who's going to make us feel good, who's going to tell us everything we need to hear, and then 10 years later, we're going to be in a hole. Mm-hmm. And like, how did this happen? You know, but so what we need to be doing is going to people who have the system already, not can give a, like, try to give us, no, when I go to Ma has now had no feelings. Mm-hmm. He's telling me exactly what the economy, when I'm telling Ma, like, hey, bro, I ain't really feeling, I'm watching TV, bro, and the S&P 5, the Dow going up, Dow going down. He's showing me after 100 years, here's the pattern of the Dow. It don't, Eric, there have been wars. They've been blowing up people's stuff. It's happened. Presidents acting crazy. Eric, this ain't the first time this has happened. I can show you a system full of facts that can show you it's going to go up. It's going to go down. The only person who's going to lose is the emotional investor. Mm. As long as you keep your emotions out of it, you're going to be good. And the one thing you're going to get from us and our conference that you're not going to get from other conferences, which is why we pray in our conference, which is why we quote scriptures, because like Jamal is breaking the dial down, he's also going to break down since Genesis to now, thousands and thousands of years, whatever the Lord said, it's going to happen. So we're not giving you some of the entertainment. We're not entertaining you. This is why we're going straight with fact. So I just want to say, C's right. We got to be careful. And I'm talking to me. As I've overcome talking to you, I'm not dogging you out. Because some of y'all think, oh, you trying to, like, every time I turn on this podcast, I got to feel some type of way. Yes, because I've been through it. Stop being so emotional. That's why you are where you are. Any part of your life that you're not satisfied with, you were emotional. Mm. You made an emotional decision. You did something emotional. You didn't do a system. Because if you do systems, what is he going to say? I gave you 10. What did you do? You took the 10 and turned them into 10. He wants something. Don't believe the hype about God that he don't want you to do nothing but sit down and wait for him to come. That's not the truth. He said, how many I gave you? 5. What'd you do with it? I turned it into 5. Bet. We're going to give you some more. I gave you 2. What'd you do with the 2 I gave? God said, what? How you know me? You don't know me. What did you do with it? I didn't do nothing. I hid it and waited for you to come back. He said, you hid what I gave you?
Mm.
You hid it. I didn't want you to hide it. I want you to grow it. So you mean to tell me the last year, two or three, I don't know how long, the Bible said he was gone for a long time. I don't say how long. It could have been 2 years, 3 years. I don't know. But after he came back for 3 years, he's like, bruh, I came back and you only took what I gave you and gave it back to me? I don't need you to give me back what I gave to you. I need you to take what I've given you and blow it up. And so the reason why you need to come, because you're looking at a group of people who took what Chicago, Detroit, Lansing, Barbados. You're looking at people who took what God gave. Yeah, C said, when you go to Chicago and you like, ah, bro, it's a lot of kids from Chicago. Bro, I ain't never go to a Bears game when I was coming up. Mm. I ain't never go to a Blackhawks game. I never went to a Sox game, Bulls game. I never went to the Magnificent Mile. We wasn't hanging out on the Navy Pier.
Remember the kids when we was going to Crenshaw?
Yeah.
We used to be at Crenshaw, bro, like doing work at Crenshaw, and these kids never been to Hollywood. Because it was my first time in L.A., right? So I'm like, man, we doing Hollywood, Santa Monica Pier. We going to the ocean, the beach, all of that. We doing all of this stuff. And then we did it, you know, we was there for 2 weeks. So then we finally got to the conference. And I was like, somebody said something. Dog, all the kids, I don't know how they got on it. It was like, we never been to the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Bro, a few minutes. They was like, bro, I said, oh, okay. Y'all got the ocean right there. They was like, never seen the ocean, bro.
Yeah.
Never seen the ocean, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, come
imagine being, I don't know how close it was. I'm not an L.A. aficionado in terms of geography, but it couldn't have been no more than 30 minutes.
Hey, it ain't that far because I got married on the beach after the conference.
You see what I'm saying? Bro, so it ain't that far. Like, these kids was like, never seen the ocean. I was blown away. Go ahead, my son.
No, I'm done.
So again, I'm just saying, like, God is so deep because the differentiation between humans and let's just say plants, for example, like it was Dominican Republic. We had the family reunion. And I remember I went out early one morning and I saw, dude, a palm, beautiful palm tree. Mm. Beautiful. Y'all remember how the cost was? It was weird. Like, remember they used to drive the trucks across in the morning to clean up the sand? Yeah. You remember that?
Yeah. Yeah.
But if you look, there was like, it was weird. Like they had like this tree and I'm talking about the roots are, it's insane. This is on the ocean. Yeah. So sand. Anybody that know anything about trees, they need nutrition. They don't necessarily grow in sand and salt water. But bro, I'm looking at this palm trees lining this whole beach. And I'm like, yo, this is crazy. Mm. Like they have found a way to no matter where they are grow in that environment. Yeah. That's one thing. Because they can't move.
Yeah.
Mm. All right.
Mm. Say that one more time.
Because they cannot move.
Yeah.
So I'm saying God is so deep though. Yeah. Watch this.
That's good.
This thought is coming to me now. Yeah. I was going somewhere else. God has even equipped the tree that even if you can't move, you produce seeds that birds and wind and stuff move. So you can still, you see what I'm saying? He got a system for trees.
Yeah.
But I'm saying that don't apply to us.
Yeah.
Like you literally have the ability and now more than ever to just go on to this move. Little device, bro.
To move.
Yeah.
And I'm just saying, like, you ain't got to think. ChatGPT has a free account. I'm not even making, we're going to make it real simple. You ain't even got to pay.
Yeah.
Like, you could get on ChatGPT. It might tell you you got to weigh it a little bit. But you could say, my mom said this. My cousin said this. I like this. Give me some concepts. Like, what do you think is the right decision for my life?
Yeah.
Whoa, that's a key word.
For my life. Here's what I want to do. I love Tony Hawk. What's his name? Tony Hawk? That was his name, right?
Mm-hmm. Skateboarder.
Yeah, I was like, man, I love Tony Hawk. Yeah. Like, I like skating. Yeah. Like, but my mom, like, I'm just saying, something super practical. Yeah. Bro, we don't have to stay where we are anymore. Like, you don't have to listen. I need you to at least, I'm willing to let you hear two or three other people's opinions. I'm willing to let you hear that because there's wisdom in people that are older than you and all that.
Yeah, go listen
but
to it.
But Maul, as you always taught us, you got to come back and say, here's where I'm trying to go.
Yeah.
Now, how does this apply to me?
Yeah.
Or does it not apply to me?
But it's so amazing to me that people won't use their resources. Like, do you think I would make one real estate move without asking Maul? I don't even... Like I said, me and Maul do a lot of joking on this pod. Y'all be like, ah, you and Maul? I'm like, bruh. When it comes, bro, speaking, Maul gonna come to me and be like, what you want me to do? What do you want me to talk about? Bro, I'm just saying. Why? But again, like, imagine you just being like, oh, I got C right there. I know he know he been doing it for 20 years, but I've earned the right to make this decision. I will still call E about anything if I have a go through or like something I'm really contemplating, I'm gonna go to the most spiritual person I know. I'm going to go to E and be like, E, what you think about this? How do you feel about this? Is this the right decision? And E is going to tell me straight up. I'm going to do that. Anything technical, I'm going to call Carl. I'm going to call Carl and be like, hey, Carl, what you think about this? I had Carl. They said, your Ecamm subscription is up. Yep. And Candace was like, it's $400. Should I buy a new Ecamm subscription? I said, I guess, but call Carl and make sure it ain't nothing upgraded before I, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to call Carl because I'm utilizing my resources. Carl's been there before. He's been on that skateboard. So I'm just asking you, like, can you put yourself in a position where you're surrounded by people who are experts in what you want
to
do?
And I would have to throw in, man, that when y'all come to this conference,
You got a week, by the way. Keep your thought. You got a week. Make your decision and get your butt there. We still got some tickets left. Be in the building. Like, this is going to be one of them ones, and you do not want to be hearing us talk about it on the pod next week about how crazy it was and you weren't there. ET1%.com.
When you all show up, I need you to do me a favor, and I need you to show up like little children. CJ was just hitting it. When you was talking, bro, you was talking about Trey and what and E. It just came to my mind, bro. The you know, the word, because I study the word every single day for the last 20 years, I focus on one scripture. I don't focus on the whole devotional and all of that.
Yeah.
One scripture.
Yeah.
I try to commit it to memory, and then I send it out to other individuals. I've been doing this faithfully
what
for
you learned,
20 years.
What you learned this morning?
Huh?
What you learned this? I'm messing with you. I said, what you learned this morning?
Huh. Wait till you
since your ass.
Finish telling us.
Since your ass.
I was messing with you.
But no. It's something that came to memory. And the reason why I study, just to throw that in there, the reason why I do it is because that when something happens in my life, then I'm able, a scripture seems like it just pops in my head.
Yeah.
It's a scripture for everything that takes place in your life. And it just comes to memory. And I'm like, oh, okay, man. And when you was talking, it was like, I was like, wow. Truly, I tell you, unless you change.
Yeah. Yeah.
And become like little children.
Truly, I tell you.
Truly, I tell you, unless you change.
Yeah, unless you change.
And become like little children.
Yeah, like Trey on a skateboard.
You will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Here's another one. Anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it. It's something about becoming a child. We always think about becoming an adult.
Yeah.
Man, I can't wait till I grow up. Man, I can't wait until I'm an adult. Man, I can't wait. But every time you look at the word, it say, unless you become like little children.
What does that mean? What does that mean to y'all when you, I mean, I have my own thoughts, but what does that mean
to you? I can tell you for me, because I was thinking about, like, Maul, how do I need to show up to the conference? I was thinking for them, like, yo, when you say you used to go to conference, I'm like, yo, E, how did you show up mentally for a conference?
That's
it. You feel me? Like, how do you mentally show up so you can get the most out? Because just because you hear the information don't mean you're going to apply it, right? So I was thinking, pride. Pride is one of the reasons why we don't get back on that skateboard because of what everybody's thinking or whatever. And then pride makes us act like we know more than what we know. Because we don't want another man to feel like we don't know. Actually, it's the opposite. So we had we got a mastermind, Maul. So a year ago or maybe 2 years ago, I don't remember, but we went to Stone Mountain. So one of our things was we had, the day where we did our thing. Then the next day, I took a group to Stone Mountain. And God was like, how you showing up? And I was like, what you mean by that, God? How am I showing up? He was like, no, who you showing up as? And I was like, what does that mean? He was like, oh, no. When you get there, you're going up a mountain. So you're going to have the competitive dudes who going to run up the mountain. Yeah. And you got to decide because they're going to try to – you the OG. You know what I'm saying? It's like we might not have you in this coach, but in physical fitness, we got you. So E –
about to go try to compete.
Let's go, E. So you know what I'm saying, the OG. Or are you going to show up
– as the shepherd.
As the shepherd. Mm. I promise you, Maul, he asked me. And my pride, because I'm a human. So a part of me was like, yo, these little young whippersnappers about to try to come out here. And when we got out there, Maul, you saw it. Some people had to cut off shirts on. People was like, how we going? You could see the watches. And there was a young lady named Melissa there who was a little bit overweight. And God was like, you got to show up, Shepherd. And I was like, man. These little, they gonna get up there and you know they gonna run that mouth when they get up there.
Yeah.
And God was like, no. You gotta be a shepherd. Maul, on life, bro, I showed up as the shepherd. You need to show up as student. You don't need to show up trying to prove what you know, telling Maul what you know about real estate when you see him. You got the VIP package.
Go back
package.
To the scripture, though. What does that mean in terms of the kid? Like, what does he mean in terms of, because that's twice that Maul just read us the scripture that said, unless you show up, what does that mean?
It means motive. How you showing up. And when a kid shows up, they're showing up pure. Bible said, blessed are the pure heart, for they shall see God. So a kid is showing up pure. An adult is showing up with motives. Yeah. So they got a motive. I want to show up E.T. I want to make, and not in a bad way, but like that one of their motives is competition. And when you're competitive, sometimes you're not pure because you're not coming to do God's work. You're coming to prove yourself. So you want to sit down with Maul at the Platinum Boy and you want to tell Maul all you know about real estate. You need to show up as a student. You don't need to show up as a teacher. If you want to show up as a teacher, you need to do your own conference. You don't need to show up as a teacher because then you're going to be with the man and not learn nothing from the man because you want to show up and tell the man everything you know. Bro, I'm not playing with y'all. This is why you got to be pure at heart, bro. I work with Melissa. Listen to me. I helped her get it. Bro, I promise you, Carl, when we got to the top, she couldn't do it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, Melissa, come on. Just hold me and let's go. Mm-hmm. Why did the who got to the top come back down and help me push her up? We got her to the top. When I tell y'all, she was the one student. She came up with something more unbelievable. I don't remember the name and she's going to kill me. She came up, Carl, with like a box. So she was like, people always getting gift box.
She sent one to Candace.
So she came up with this idea from going to the mountain of giving people what they need in the box. So instead of somebody sending you random stuff in a box, Maul, to your hotel, she has a service that she came up with where you personalize what people need, and you put that in the box. Bro, why did she say what changed her heart the most? Well, she didn't have her father and she had manipulative men in her life. It was the first time in her life that she had ever had men help her do something without taking advantage of her. Wow. It changed her whole life, Ma. Now, I'm going to be real with you. A part of me was like, unless, look, you know what I'm saying? These little young whippersnappers, let me come out here and let me show, I can show you. And God was like, you got to think about how you're going to show up, E, because you could be the competitive Eric. Or you could be, and you be the competitive Eric at like a Spartan race.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like that. But, and then when we did the 5K, same thing. People was practicing and I wanted to go out there and God was like, run with your mom. Hmm. I'm like, God, if I run with my mom, I ain't about to get nothing from running with my mom. He's like, yeah, but she is. Hmm. She is to have her son with her. She is, and guess what? I did it with my mom, then I did it with another group, then I found a dude that ran at my speed, and me and him did the last, like, mile or two together, and I was able to get. So I'm saying when you show up, man, show up as a student. The week before you get there, cut off all the TV, the radio, the Instagram, all the stuff that's going to cloud your mind, because C going to be spitting. Carl going to be doing his thing. I'm going to be doing my thing. Let me tell you, when you said the skateboarders, bro, I picked Sarah Jakes for a reason. Because she might have been a trust fund, but I don't know what you call it, but she went through her go-through as a young girl. She went through it, and she made it from that. That's why I asked Trap to come, because, bro, what I know about Trap that y'all don't know about, he was in the hole. And I know he was in the hole because he told me, like many people, that's where I met you at. That's where I started listening to your stuff at when I was in the hole. I'm like, yo, I need that hole, dude. I don't need you to come up here just talking about money. I need you to talk about when you was in the hole and you could have lost your mind in the hole. How'd you get out of that hole and get to where you are? So do me a favor, y'all. Come ready. No crazy music. No eating crazy. Get you some rest. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want you to be, if you could do 14 days before, you know what I'm saying? I wish I would have told you, man, you could have 21 days. I wish I could have gave you a month. But take this last week and show up in the best, not just the best clothes, not just the best cologne, because you need to show up in that. Not just with the best cut, the best fit, but show up the best version of you. Because I'm telling you, man, the stuff that you're about to hear, Maul is never going to be able to say it the exact same way he's going to be able to say it. I'm just being real. The stuff C say, he not going to. Sarah Jakes, you can listen to her a million times. What she's about to say, because what I'm about to say to her is never going to be said this way again. The person you sit next to and where you are in your personal space, you're never going to be in this space again. And so make sure I know you coming, but I'm saying don't just show up, man. Show up ready.
I want to go back to your question. See, and you answered at the beginning, the child thing, what it means to me. And when you were talking about Trey and his body, and again, I'm going from my science background, but you are not as hardwired as yet. Your synapses are not as hardwired. You haven't made that many decisions that long to make that muscle. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. So your synapses are in a place where they're ready to receive information. We know that kids can learn languages and that kind of stuff a lot quicker. Like, their brains are so malleable at that age. So when I hear the scripture, mall, like, that's what comes to my mind. You're in a place where physiologically you can receive, not just like, I'm here to learn, but your body is actually in a place where it can absorb that stuff faster.
Yeah. And I would say, to go around when you was just asking, what was your question? You were saying to E about what do you expect? What should they do at the conference?
Yeah.
How did you form that question? Say it.
What, remember? Which one?
The last one.
The last question when you was asking. It sounded
about
like
the kids?
Yeah.
Yeah, like you said, Ma, it was from what you said, Ma. It was like, how are you going to show up as a child?
Okay.
Like,
what does that mean?
What does that mean?
I was more so asking what you read those scriptures, like, what does that mean, like, in terms of application to you personally? You know what I'm saying?
So for me, this is what I would want the audience. I would want you to show up with expectation.
Yeah, that's good, Ma. That's good.
When you just look, man, I remember Junior, Ayana, Jazzy, Christmas time, or just anything.
Man,
whenever they asked me something,
come on.
Yeah. They never doubted.
Yeah, they never doubted.
When they asked me for anything, no matter how large it was, they believed that I could do it. Mm-hmm. They believed that not only I could do it, that I would give them what it is they're asking for. There never was a doubt when they asked me for anything. Still to this day, there's not a doubt. You know, it's Jazzy. Yeah. We can show the video. Jazzy, literally, you know, Daddy, I think, you know, I've been getting straight A's. I've been doing what I'm supposed to do. I think I'm about to go to college. I think I should get a car. Not looking at what financial position, the economy. Yeah. Oh, we just got off COVID. Tenants wasn't paying rent. Mm. Oh, this business ain't doing as good. Oh, daycare. Oh, Daddy.
Need a car.
I know you can do it. It's just, I want that type. And I think that's that child life, like, faith.
Yeah.
And I want people to come there
with this expectation.
And in that expectation is faith. Faith is what drives that expectation. If you just think about it, I promise you, when we were sitting here talking, everything that I've ever done, and people look at it all the time, whether it's the real estate, whether it's the security companies, the daycare centers that just celebrated 20 years this year in business, whether it's speaking on stage now, speaking in front of the NFL, all of this stuff.
Yeah.
The only thing that I did not need childlike faith for was to be a police officer. I didn't need to have no childlike faith for that, because my mother was a police officer. My father was a police officer. My brother was a police officer. There was so much evidence in front of me, and it was automatically told to me, son, you do this, you're going to get on the job.
Here's the path.
I didn't have to have any blind faith for that. But when it came to buying real estate 26 years ago and investing and not having any evidence in front of me, I had to have childlike faith for that.
I didn't have nobody I knew had
a daycare center.
Yeah.
Nobody. We didn't even know nothing about it. All we did was create the business, and we was hoping that people show up.
Yeah.
20 years later.
Oh, I'm 26. I'm with you.
I'm always in the future.
Yeah, I'm with you, Ma.
I'm always in the future.
Yeah.
20 years later.
Yeah.
We still got babies there.
Hallelujah.
We got our baby. Matter of fact, Ayana is the first class. She was the first baby, class graduating from college. Our babies are graduating from college right now.
Wow.
Blind faith.
Yeah.
Childlike faith.
Yeah.
Real estate. The speaking on stage. Yeah. Here it is in 2005, 2006, 2007. I'm listening to Les Brown.
Yeah.
Listening to Les Brown. And then all of a sudden, I went and I seen Les.
Driving like I had some.
I seen Les Brown at the Harold Washington Culture Center.
Yeah.
Where we did, on King Drive. I wasn't living down the street.
Yeah.
I wasn't living down. I was still hoping to live down there.
Yeah.
I wasn't. Here it is. I'm in the front row listening to Les.
Yeah.
Who would have known years later I would be on stage in that same spot pouring into other people?
Like Les poured into me.
Childlike faith. Yeah. 2014, I go see y'all speak. Y'all come out in Hartford, Connecticut of a conference. I wasn't coming there as an adult thinking, oh, I'm going to be a speaker, or thinking, oh, I'm going to have these guys give me something. Yeah. I came there as a child, not knowing, just there.
Like, Carl, can just you give me three right now?
Just there. I was a child. I was still in my mother's womb. I was a child.
Yeah.
And who would have known?
Yeah, come on.
That years later, come I would on. Be on the stage with you. And I was telling Carl, other than CJ, I think I might have been the next person to share the stage just as much with you than anybody else that ever came through.
Wow.
Not by my doing, but absolutely. By the grace of God and by having that childlike like blind faith.
Yeah.
Other than CJ, I've probably been in more videos than any.
Yeah.
But at one point, I was in the audience just watching you as a child.
Yeah.
Mm. Not knowing, not expect, just. Yeah.
Come on, Mo. I got a question, though. Bro, I'm coming, though, on the brink of divorce. I'm coming on bankruptcy. You talking about expecting. Like, how am I going to expect something when I'm showing up to the event with nothing, bro? How am I supposed to come in there and expect God's going to do something for me? Yeah, he did something for you, but how can I expect to have him do something for me? Like, I'm coming in a bad space. How can I get in that good space when I'm in a bad space?
Man, so every time, like I said, I can't help, and I'll be remorse not to say this, but every time somebody talks to me, a scripture pops in my head.
Yeah.
Bro, I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
It's that wax on, wax off thing. It's because I've been doing it so long.
Yeah.
And I would say, bro, you can't afford not to be there.
Mm.
You can't afford not to be there. If you just think about it, with God, all things are possible. What you say, what's the first thing? The divorce? I'm coming with.
Yeah, I'm coming.
All things are possible.
I'm bankruptcy.
All things are possible.
I'm in depression.
That's cool, but all things are possible.
Yeah.
No matter what, all.
Yeah.
It didn't say some things. Yeah. It didn't say that. It's all things are possible.
Yeah.
The problem is, though, that is to the last part. Some people be like, is it possible? Is it possible?
Yeah.
So people always quoting that thing. All things are possible.
Come on, give me that last
come on.
Part.
But to the one who believes.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
That's the belief part goes back to what? To the childlike
faith. Come on.
Because a child not overthinking.
Because a child, not that a child is not overthinking, but a child automatically comes in the door believing that it's possible.
Yeah. Nothing else is on his brain.
Nothing else is on his brain.
Yeah.
He don't, matter of fact, an adult believes in the impossible. They always talking about what things are impossible. But a child.
Oh, you said it a different way. You said it fast. I heard you.
But a child only
but
sees the things that's possible.
But adults.
But the adults only see the things that's impossible.
Wow.
So while you're talking about, I'm going through a divorce, impossible mindset.
Yeah. Yeah.
While you're going through, I'm broke, impossible mindset.
Yeah.
While you're going through my health, impossible mindset.
Yeah.
But a child don't even know those things.
Yeah.
So they're stuck in that childlike faith, that possibilities, unlimited possibilities. And that's why this word says, unless.
Yeah, unless.
It's you
a caveat. It's a caveat.
The, when
man,
you
meet,
asked,
me at, meet me at the comments.
Yeah. All right, come on.
Mo, just go upstairs now, Mo. Just go upstairs now. It's right around the corner from the crib, Mo.
I'm not even jumping, dog. You can't afford not to. Seriously, y'all. You can't afford not to go.
Yeah.
Like, seriously, you in that position. You've been stuck, and you're going to continue to be stuck in that position.
Yeah.
Until you go ahead and eliminate that adultness.
Yeah.
All your life, you've been scratching and surviving, trying to become an adult.
Yeah.
When actually you need to become childlike.
Yeah.
So that's my thing for you. When you come to this conference, leave your adulthood at home. Leave it at home. Leave it in the closet.
Ooh, my.
Leave that adulthood in the closet and come with your child clothes on. Come, because I promise you, when you come as a child, when I was a child.
Yeah.
Speak as a child.
Yeah. Come on.
Yeah.
When you come as a child, I promise you, you're going
to
leave.
You said, you know, with all of those things, coming as a child to me means, again, realizing that failing doesn't make you a failure.
Yeah.
And that disappointment doesn't mean disaster.
Yeah.
You know, again, like if you look at Trey, when he fell off the skateboard, he was like, what's the big deal? You know, so that's what it means to be a child for me. Like, yeah, you are struggling financially, but that's not the end.
Yeah.
Like Trey never looked at it as, man, I fell these two times. I will never be able to ride a skateboard. It's over for skateboarding.
Yep.
He was like, no. This is just the beginning. And if I, God forbid, I get somebody who actually could show me how to do it correctly, but you got to unlearn those things that you learned before.
Good.
You know what I mean? So that's what it would mean for me. But real quick, before we close up shop, why are you doing this, bro? Like, what would you say We've been doing this 20 years now. Like, what does this one mean?
Yeah, you know what's so funny, Ma? It's like, you don't mean to do it, but like I had got caught up on doing like the online stuff.
Yeah.
Because it was convenient for me. You know what I'm saying? So when we do an online challenge, I'm at the crib, bro. I ain't got to get dressed. I don't got to get out the crib. So it was like I was doing it for me, and I ain't mean no harm, but it was like, yo, God, you got COVID, then now you got hotels, you got all these speakers. Like, it's a lot to do a conference. You know what I'm saying? So I just was like, yo, I'm going to continue to do whatever. And then, you know, as we did this reset, you know, last year, God was like, Eric, when is it going to be about me? You know, when is it going to be about what I want? And I was like, God, everything I do. He's like, yeah, you're right. But there are some things that you still playing, you know, like in your league. You feel me? Like you still playing in your league, right? And God was like, yo, I need you to do this conference. And I was like, okay, cool. You know, you got to have a budget, Ma. Like, you know, how much does it cost to be?
Yeah.
And so I told God, I was like, all right, God, here's what I want. And I gave him the number. He said, 3 exit. He was like, why are you trying to get... Why are you trying to get what it's going to take for y'all to live for a year? Why are you trying to do it in a year? Three exit. Just 3X. Put down you whatever it takes for y'all for a year, I want you to 3X that. And I was like, all right, cool. And he said, then I want you to do me a favor. I want you to tithe it because you've never tithe the conference before.
Mm.
Like, you've never tithe the conference before. I want you to give me 10% of whatever you earn. I was like, all right. And he said, you know why? I said, why? He said, because you still haven't 10X the work that I call you to do. Hmm. Watch this, y'all. Crazy. Chicago, y'all. I always forget, Ma. What's the name of the school again?
Lazari.
So God said, you came to me and you said, God, Principal Watson said he wants to change his attendance, like the attendance is terrible. You came to me and told me you want to be a blessing to them. I said, yeah. All right, what happened? I said, man, God, their attendance went from the bottom to the middle. You had over 200 some kids that only missed one day of school during the semester. Mm. And God said, but what was the challenge? I was like, well, the challenge was I was prepared for 20 kids to get shoes, whatever shoe they wanted from it. But what happened? 200 and something.
Overflow.
Mm. So it was an overflow. You came with a limited mindset. Right. Even though you came with faith that you're going to be able to turn, you did not see that 200 and something kids out of 300 some kids would show up. Yeah. Then I told you to tell their parents they was going to get some shoes if they helped their kids come to school.
Wow.
And what happened? Now you got over 200 kids. You got 200 parents. And now you didn't. He said, that's your fault. You came in thinking it was only going to be 2030 because you had enough money in your account to take care of that.
Mm.
That's why you thought that. Now what I want you to do is I don't want you to take 12 kids to Dubai. I want you to take 200 kids to Dubai. So I need you to do me a favor.
Childlike. Come on.
He's like, yo, you doing it and you do have faith, but you got adult faith.
Mm.
You approaching it with adult faith. Son, I want you to be able to, if 400 kids do. So you see what happened. That school turned around because you financially was able to say the shoes. And that one thing you did turned the whole school around.
Mm.
Imagine, son, if you let me do it, we got shoes, we got jogging suits, you took teachers. There were a certain group of teachers that did what they supposed to do. And so out of all those teachers, y'all picked 4 people that could go on anywhere they wanted to go. Son, what if you said you could do it for 40 teachers?
Mm-hmm.
What if 40 teachers could get that same opportunity? How would the school have changed? So, yeah, you did. So this is what I want you to do. I want you to make this conference about my work and not put no limits on what I can do. So stop saying how much it's going to cost for y'all to. Don't do that. I want you to just say, God, 3X it for me and watch what I do. So for me, it's like, okay, God, I know I pay tithe on my own. But he said, why weren't you paying it on the? And I was like, because that's the. He was like, that's still mine. And I still want to show up and show out. And I still want something from it.
You must have been talking to Ken. Oh. My wife done tithed on the tithe, on the tithe, on the tithe.
Hey, and I never seen the righteous forsaken. Yeah, and so God said, just because you can't be
She gonna push that to the limit. Yeah. She gonna try to see.
No, there are people who say, I can't be God given. God said, try.
Oh, yeah.
Man. Y'all not even trying to beat me given. You done just said, I can't be God given. So, and God said, I want to do something at this conference for you financially. Yeah. That I've never been able to do before. Never, and I, he said, here, Ma, he said, here's what I'm about to do. I'm about to bless y'all. You know what it costs to be you. I'm about to bless you so the rest of the year, you don't even have to think about what it costs to be you. Mm. I want you to be in a place where you can pay all the bills off, get everything done. Yeah. And what would the next 9 months look like if y'all just focused on me and my work and not having
childlike, bro.
He just said, like, I want y'all to go 9 months just on my work and not, do we got the money? Yeah. Is the money coming? Yeah. I don't want y'all thinking about money. Stress, I'm about to bless y'all in a way where we can take care of everything so y'all not waking up going, I got this bill to pay. He said, I want all the bills paid by May, June, when y'all settle everything, pay all the bills and give me 6-7 months. Like you said, like a child of just your focus without worrying about stuff. Because although, you know you got, you still work. I don't want no worry for 6-7 months. I just want you doing my work going all in. And so that's for me, just so many, seeing so many kids that's going to go out the country, so many schools that's going to change, so many marriages that's about to change, because now we got time to use this camera, go in the basement, me and Didi, and do content. God said, do me a favor. I blessed y'all. I'm going to need y'all to do me a huge favor. Yeah, y'all get up in the morning, y'all praying together. I need y'all at night with the camera giving content. I need content. Forget what y'all need and what y'all don't need. I'm tired of y'all just thinking about y'all. I need some content. There are people who are struggling in their marriage, and I need y'all to tell them how I blessed y'all. Give me some content. I don't care if it's audio. You got a machine downstairs. Why are you waiting for the podcast to do content? I put content in both of y'all. Give me some of that content so I can. And I was like, I got you, God. So this conference is going to be the beginning of Eric Thomas going to another level of my faith. Not for me. I got enough faith for me and mine.
Yeah.
He said, no, now I need you to have faith. What was the centurion? His boy was sick. He didn't get healing for him. He got healing. He told Jesus, Don't come to my house. I know who you are. You could just say the words and he gonna be healed. My man went back a couple days later and my man was healed. He said, hey,
what time
was that when did you get your healing? He said, about when you left and you was and
then right I quick.
He yeah. said, yeah, so that God said, moment. Eric, you got faith for you. Now I want you to have faith for us.
Hey, bro, I just got to give a testimony, bro. Yeah,
come on.
While we talking.
Come on, turn it into it.
Yeah, no, it's just, come I don't on. Know, man. Just thinking back, man, when I had this childlike faith, even beforehand, I've always had a childlike faith. But I remember being in that, and somebody probably is going through that feeling of want, going through that feeling of like, oh, man, I want you. Yeah. You're just feeling the weight on you. And I remember when I was in high school, you know, I wanted so much. That was the time in my life when I think it was super pivotal, where I wanted to make it to the next level so I can make it to the NFL. I wanted to, you know, be this person. I think that was like the start of it, right? When I was a kid, it was like, okay, this stuff is coming. I think in high school was when it was real serious. And that's when I think I had that childlike faith the most in high school. And just last week, man, I got a message from my high school asking me to be the keynote commencement speaker, bro.
I know it's not big, but it's big.
Oh, it's huge. It is.
You feel me?
It's big.
Yeah.
And sometimes I think some of y'all equate large or big to money.
Yeah.
I would have paid to do this.
Yeah. Oh.
Because I'm in front of the kids or the students when I was in that time period in my life. And that's what having that childlike faith, that's the results of it. Mm. When you could sit up. And now, man, just believe for something and having that feeling of expectation. And if some of you all listening, like, well, man, how do I do that? Like, how do I have surety? How do I know?
Yeah, how do I know?
Bro, another scripture popped in my head. It just smacked me, E.
Yeah.
For I know the plans I have for
you. Yeah. You ain't got to know.
Bruh, I know the plans I have for you.
Yeah.
Even if you ain't got these plans, even if you don't have faith, for I know the plans I have for you. Plans to prosper you.
Yeah.
And not harm you.
Plans
to give you hope.
Yeah.
And an
expected
Just be as a child. My kids don't have to worry about. They don't have to. They got a truck. I've already made plans for them. Daddy, well, how am I gonna pay for college? How am I gonna?
I already made plans for you.
I already got your 529, baby, the day you was born. I already got plans for you. You don't have to worry about these things. They 529. They already been put in place.
Yeah.
Well, Daddy, but when I graduate from college, then I got a 4-unit building waiting on you.
Yeah.
For I know the plans I have for you. You
said the Lord of hosts. Yeah. Yeah.
You just continue to be in a child. Just believe. That's the only thing I need you to do. Just come here to this conference and just have all the belief in the world.
Show up, child.
It's, bro, and let God do the rest.
Yeah.
Man, run, Forrest, run.
Yeah.
Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
So the thing is, what we do in life is, and it's natural, something is coming at you, you slow down. We just talked about all these things that's coming at you, bills, divorce, whatever, and you slow down. And the thing that I've realized, Molly and I talked about this, is when you have something to go toward, you speed up.
Mm.
So when you got a goal, you just talk. If y'all just listen to the last couple of sentences of Maul, he just talked about graduation. He just talked about talking about the conference. Like, there's always something ahead of us that we're running toward. And I'm challenging everybody. You got to have that thing that you're running toward, because everything else is slowing you down. And if you don't have something to counteract that, guess what? You're forever slowing down. So I need you to pick something. I'm talking about quarterly, annually, whatever it is. But you got something that you're looking forward to, and that's waking you up every single day. So run, Forrest, run.
I'm just so full, bro. You just think about it. I'm just thinking about it right now when I was talking. Here it is. I'm doing a commencement speech at the same place where I met my wife. The same school that I learned about construction. The same school that positioned me to go play football. I'm doing a commencement speech the same year that my daughter is graduating from high school. I'm doing a commencement speech at the school me and my wife went to the same year my other daughter is graduating from college. I can't make this stuff up, bro. It literally just hit me in the head. Like,
I can see.
Dog, I'm sitting back like, whoa. It's amazing, dog. It just show you the goodness of God, bro.
Show you he has plans.
Man, dog.
What's a spiritual 529, Ma?
Bro,
I wonder what that is.
Bro, it means you already got you taken care of, man. But,
John 3:16.
But, man, make your side hustle make sense.
Yeah.
Make your side hustle make sense, meaning, you know, literally have a purpose for it. Don't just be working a side job just for the sake of making money. If you just took that money and put it in an interest-bearing account, I'm telling you, with the compounding of it, you can make that money make sense. The reason why, you know, and I was talking to me and Pastor TJ, bro, we was in the airport, dog. That was God. Yeah. At the conference, we was in the airport together.
Yeah. I told him, get out the house and get in miracle territory.
Bro, we was on the Uber. I got an Uber for us, bro. We was in an Uber for about 1:30.
He done got $100,000 consultation for free.
I'm talking about, bro. I was like, man, I need to do a show where I just ride in Ubers with people. And just let people just talk to me in the ride for the Uber ride. And the stuff, even the driver was like.
Bro,
we just came up with multi-million dollar plan for him, bro. And his sons, bro. Why all just in the Uber, bro? Yeah. Matter of fact, then we was in the TSA line. Boom, 45 minutes to an hour. He's standing right next to me. Like, well, okay, Marl, what else is this?
Yeah.
Bro, we literally just came up with a structure. I just helped him literally see that you ain't even got to make more money. You already got enough money. It's just going out the window.
Yeah.
And we went through everything, bro. He like, yo, Marl, this is crazy. And he like, I didn't even know. Well, now you know.
Yeah.
So I'm telling the person out there, you know, I got this shirt say $1 million side hustle. Make your side hustle make sense. It's not about how much you make on your side hustle. It's what you do with what you make.
Yeah.
Bro, this is hopefully $1 billion investment for y'all listening, man, and getting this information. So,
you mind if I pray this one out?
I feel it.
Come I on, do.
Yeah. Yes,
I
please do. Please do. Please do.
Like, I just want to be respectful to the host, Ma. I forgot Ma told me. Bump that host.
Right.
Whip that tree.
See, a child wouldn't have had asked.
Come on.
A child just would have did it.
Yeah, come on.
I'm too adulting. Father, I just want to pray for somebody who they heard Ma, but they weren't able to embrace it. Like, they drowning. I remember working at Olive Garden when I first heard this word, the weeds, like he in the weeds, you know, and I just remember as a host, and then a busboy trying my hardest to help that waiter get out the weeds by, you know, busting the tables, by helping bring some drinks, you know, just doing whatever I could, Lord. If somebody's in the weeds right now, like, they're hearing this, but the enemy got them, man, mentally. They can't, they just, their wives just turned this home. They're in the bed right now. They're in the bed right now, Lord. They can't even get dressed. They can't even shave. They can't even, and their wife just brought the radio or the phone in there and just let them listen, Lord. Cut on the computer and just letting them listen right now. And so they don't even, they can't even get out of bed, Lord. Show yourself mighty, Lord. Show yourself strong, Lord. Rescue them, Father. Take them out of that mindset, Lord. Whatever the darkest, deepest, you know, hole they've ever been in, Lord, go. You said, lo, I am with you always. And so, Lord, may they feel your presence right now. May this podcast, they felt your presence, Lord. May they feel your presence now. And get up. Get up. You said, Lazarus, come forth. Get out your sleep. Get out your slump. Get out of the state of death. Lazarus, come forth. And may they come forth today, Lord. May today be the last day of the emotional stress, the depression, Lord, the funk, right? The negativity. Lord, please loose that man and set him free. Set that woman free, that child, whoever it is, Lord, we ask, we come together as a community, Lord, and we ask that since they don't have strength of their own, like the centurion, we come before you, Jesus, and we ask that you would free them. And then what a blessing it would be, Lord, to hear their testimony at the conference. Mm. What a blessing it would be, Lord, to hear that person say, you were the person that prayed for me. You prayed for me. I came with my wife. I came with my kid. You prayed for me. I got my husband. I got my kid. You prayed for us. Ma, you was talking to me. See, you was talking to me in that episode. Carl, you was talking directly to me in that episode. And not only did I hear, but in the name of Jesus Christ, that demon was rebuked out of me. That negative spirit, that evil spirit, I was set free from. And who the Son sets free, they free indeed. And so I just want to thank you, Lord. I've been homeless. I've been in a mental funk. I got kicked out of school and was like, what am I? I fell off the skateboard a couple times. And I looked up to the heavens and said, help. Help, Lord. My plan ain't worked the way I thought it was going to work. My plan didn't take me where I thought. Help. And right now, the same God that showed up for me when I was homeless is the same God I'm asking to show up for that person right now and do it for him, Lord. Forgive us for our sins and our shortcomings, Lord. Bless the 1% conference. Do what only you could do, Lord. Please, Lord, don't let the human hands touch it. You touch it. And may that place be anointed as it is regularly with Pastor Hannah, as it is regularly, Lord, with other events that they do. We just ask that our event would be under that same anointing. In Jesus' name, forgive us for our sins and our shortcomings. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen. We'll see you in person.
Yeah.
Next week.
I want you to focus on here right now. Don't you worry about when you get home. You make this, you concentrate on this opportunity. You don't worry about tomorrow. You concentrate on this opportunity with all your might, with all your soul.
Thank you so much for rocking with us as always, right? We don't take it lightly, guys. And we hope that we've provided transformation and not just information. We want you to become the best version of yourself, right? Make sure you check out the show notes to access all the important links and get your product discounts. Now, one favor we're asking of you, do us this favor. Make sure you subscribe and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. We want to know your feedback and how we can serve you better. And if there's anyone that you think could benefit from listening to the show, please, I'm begging you, please share it with them. And remember, as E always says, if you want to succeed as bad as you want to breathe, then you'll be successful.